Square Press and Harper Audio present I Do, I Think, Conversations About Modern Marriage by Allison Raskin. This is the author. To John, you're worth the risk. Note to reader. Before we dive in, I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the complexities of marriage, both on a personal and cultural level. Given these complexities and variations of experiences, it is not a topic that can ever be fully explored in all its detail. So I've limited the scope by primarily examining the legal standards, history, and social norms of marriage in Western society. I also did my best to be as inclusive as possible within that constraint, but it is impossible to ignore my privilege and perspective as a straight cis woman who has never been forced into marriage culturally or financially. This is not the case for many people, and it would be misleading to imply otherwise. I also want to note that this book does not explore the dynamics of abusive marriages. It didn't feel right for me to take that on without adequate personal or professional experience. There are also occasional mentions of violence and suicidal ideation. I hope you are able to listen with care and lots of self-compassion. Finally, this book would not be possible without the dozens of people who open their hearts and marriages to me. Thank you for answering all my nosy questions. Introduction. From this day forward. If you were to Google the definition of marriage, the dictionary results would be pretty useless. What exactly does Merriam-Webster mean by the state of being united as spouses in a consensual and contractual relationship recognized by law when so many aspects of married life have changed since that rather vague definition was written? How united are we supposed to be? What is appropriate to expect from our contractual spouses? And why do so many of these initially consensual contracts end up being unilaterally dissolved? I've often felt that for all the societal, financial, and familial pressures we face in the decision to legally bind our lives to another person, there is not enough pragmatic investigation into what actually makes it work, especially now that it is no longer a social necessity like in past generations, but a choice. Books about marriage aren't new, but I do think we are at a turning point for how modern generations conceptualize and feel about what was once an unquestioned, indestructible institution. This doesn't mean marriage is about to go away, or that our society is going to fall into complete anarchy, as some fear-mongering voices would have you believe. Instead, I think our changing world is developing a new relationship toward it. People considering marriage are confronting different variables, timing thresholds, financial realities, and social norms that people 20 years ago may not have had to consider. And it's left them with a lot of uncertainty and differing opinions than past generations. According to a survey done by the Thriving Center of Psychology, 2 out of 5 millennials and Gen Z think that marriage is outdated. While that is a significant percentage, it is still not the majority. And it also doesn't mean they're taking marriage off the table. The researchers found that 83% of those surveyed still hope to get married someday, while 85% don't think marriage is required to have a committed long-term partnership. Although these results come from a small sample size, 906 millennials and Gen Z who are partnered but not married, it touches on an important phenomenon. Younger generations no longer seem to view marriage as necessary for a successful partnership, but many still want to do it anyway. This makes me wonder, why? What continues to make marriage so compelling in today's changing society? And how will our evolving relationship toward marriage influence what those marriages look like? Personally, I've wanted to be married my entire life, to the point where it became an unhealthy fixation. I spent my 20s desperately trying to lock down a husband, regardless of our compatibility level or even their overall interest in me. I felt a pressure when I was younger to get to the next level with my partners, so our relationship would be both socially legitimate and personally safe. Two assumptions I will be challenging throughout this book. I did not think my adult life would fully start until I was married and had a partner I could rely on and view as family. And while part of that mindset was a result of my own internal biases and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?